Chase. That's the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45. 419, let's get some triple team traffic starting here with Ricky Meese.
Delays southbound I-15 downtown to 3300 South, and then more slowing and heavy traffic as you're going between the South Interchange into Draper. It's the West Belt where we still have a right lane block. They're trying to get this cleared, but delays between I-80 and the 21st South Freeway due to this accident at 1900 South. Joe Davis?
On Interstate 80 in the Gore area, just before State Street going westbound, you're going to encounter an accident on your right. It is on the ramp going down to State Street. That ramp is blocked as you approach it. However, as you get to the other side of that accident, it appears they're still letting you off that ramp if you wish to do so. Otherwise, your two lanes of traffic on your right are also shut down as well. Also, we've got a crash up in Spanish Fork at Soldier Summit, or rather a mile prior to Soldier Summit. Highway 6 is closed due to that accident. Mark?
You got slowdowns northbound I-15 about 3300 South, and then the KSL travel time after that, Salt Lake City to Farmington is 17 minutes, and that's really only because you have a little bit of slowdown approaching the North Interchange. After that, Lagoon, Highway 89 split up into Kaysville. Heavy traffic. By the time you hit 200 North, though, you're in better shape for a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship. Call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.